time is 9.05 a.m. The Japanese have been on board exactly 10 minutes. Swarms of United States aircraft fly in formation overhead as the ceremony ends. The final United Nations victory has been won. The war is over. Peace is here.
In the 1943 Human Rights Treaty of Cairo in Egypt and the 1945 German Potsdam Proclamation, British Prime Minister Sir Winston Churchill, U.S. President Harry Truman, and Soviet Marshal Joseph Stalin ordered Japan to return to China all ceded territories of the 1895 Shimonoseki Treaty. It is at this point that the Diaoyu Islands issue could have been easily resolved. The Diaoyu or Senkaku Islands, as they are now called by Japan, were not part of the Shimonoseki Treaty because Meiji Imperial Japan had annexed the islands in 1895 in a moral infringement against China's sovereignty. Japan treated the islands as war booty and incorporated them as part of the Okinawa Prefecture. This is the historic truth that the Japanese government continues to ignore today. In this connection, it is interesting to note that only in 1900 did Imperial Japan adopt the name Senkaku for these islands that had always been known since ancient times by their Chinese name, the Diaoyu Islands. In the 1951 San Francisco Treaty between Japan and the USA, the Diaoyu Islands were placed under the administration of the United States. In vain, both Beijing and Taiwan protested this U.S. administration of the Diaoyu Islands. Neither the People's Republic of China nor Taiwan were consulted nor invited as signatories to the 1951 San Francisco Peace Treaty. This clearly demonstrates the political climate of those days, which was dictated by Cold War hysteria.
This is the big picture. An official television report to the nation from the United States Army. Now, to show you part of the big picture, here is Sergeant Stuart Queen.